Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at kxnt.com. Here's Alan Stock.
Left-wing leaders of the Democrat Party have begun their latest appeal to people who love giveaways. And who doesn't love a giveaway? Except when someone else gets the giveaway, you don't get it, and yet you have to pay for it. And how about we throw in a little bit of guilt on top of reaching into your wallet? It's been a call for many years for reparations to be paid to various racial and ethnic groups for the suffering their ancestors experienced. First, there was a huge drumbeat for reparations to be given to Black Americans as a way to somehow mitigate the degradation Africans were made to endure when being brought to this country in chains. Senator Elizabeth Warren wants consideration be given to Native American Indians for the manifest destiny that usurped some of the land that was theirs. But why should we stop with these two groups? There were Chinese people who were involuntarily brought to America in the mid-19th century to work on the building of our railroad system. At the end of the 19th century, Italians were offered work at wages that were less than other whites or blacks. When the Irish landed on our shores, they often saw signs that read, "Irish need not apply." Jews were often refused admission to universities or even housing. The signs that they saw read, "No Jews or dogs allowed." Now, recently, House Majority Whip James Clyburn sought to minimize the experiences of people who are generations removed from the Holocaust or Japanese internment camps during World War II. The operative phrase here is generations removed. It can be said that almost all groups of people suffered in one form or another in this country and in other countries as well. So where do we start when it comes to paying certain people for reparations based on what their ancestors experienced? The truth is that people in most ethnic, racial, and religious groups have begun to do well enough for themselves that they raise families, live in homes, send their kids to college, and have had a taste of the American dream. Not everyone will become a millionaire, although that opportunity exists for all. The word here is opportunity. It all depends on who has taken advantage of whatever opportunities have come their way. Some of the wealthiest people in this country come from a heritage that experienced discrimination, bigotry, and worse. Should any of us alive today feel a sense of guilt for what happened to any of these groups 100 years ago, 200 years ago, or even 50 or 60 years ago? Laws have been enacted and are continually being updated when necessary to make sure that the opportunities that exist here are for all of us. Not everyone in every group steps forward to take advantage of the opportunities that lies in front of them. Some will blame a lack of parental encouragement. Some will blame having grown up in a community that didn't emphasize expectations to advance. Some will continue to blame a non-existent system that keeps certain ethnicities from competing. Now, once again, the opportunities that exist today for anyone who wants to apply him or herself are greater than they have ever been. Perhaps certain parents in certain communities need to be incentivized to expect more from their children. Perhaps schools and houses of worship or community organizations can be of better help. But reparations, once spent, will not solve individual problems, and we should not have to bear the burden of guilt for wrongs that are many generations removed. But for individuals who have gratitude for having been able to experience the American dream, for them to reach out on a one-to-one basis would be a great way of expressing that gratitude. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.